Call the September 17th Common Council meeting in order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm is excused. Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter? Any citizen? Okay, seeing none rise, I'll close the citizen comment period. We move on to approval of the regular meeting minutes of the Common Council meeting of September 30. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to the special Common Council meeting minutes of September 10th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G1 is a request for approval of the fire department to accept a FEMA grant.
Second.
Gratefully. Thank you, Adam. All those in Alderman Mayer.
Yep. I want to commend the fire department for seeking out this grant and for writing it well enough to gain the award, because that's not always an easy thing to do. So great job.
You Thank you.
The need and you went for it. So that saves the city how much money?
$230,000-ish.
Great. Nice job.
I want to thank a lot of people put a lot of hard work in this, mainly Assistant Chief, now retired, Patrick Hayes, and firefighter paramedic Justin Palin. I also want to note that the expected city contribution from the equipment revolving fund is expected to come in much more favorable than what's in here. When you write a grant, you kind of do it generically. It's not based on one specific manufacturer or product. And you wouldn't necessarily want to write it around what's the lowest bidder, because you don't know what the award is going to be. So now that we have this approved, we can go talk to our vendors, and I think this will become much more favorable, almost by 50% or so.
And once more, you're saving the city. Once more, you're saving the city how much money?
$230,000-ish.
And this would have to be something that would have to be purchased for our fire department to stay in business.
It was on a hard deadline for replacement. We would be out of compliance with NFPA standards, which puts us at significant liability if something were to go wrong. Also, to let you know, our radio replacement is up within the next few years. That's a similar size purchase, a similar type acquisition, and we intend to use a similar strategy to try to write for a grant and then probably still have to fund it in the budget if that grant does not get approved. So we'll give it a try. I don't know if they'll award it that quickly in succession.
Thanks, Chief, for the hard work and the success. This was not a done deal, so thank you very much. Well done.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Yep.
Thanks, Chief.
All those in favor of motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G2 is initial resolution authorizing GO bonds in the amount not to exceed $8,390,000. This is CD community development project in tax incremental districts. Mr. Ratzenberg. It's new. Come on.
Yeah, I was thinking it would come down so I wouldn't be staring at it quite so much. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You have before you this evening a number of agenda items, and they all obviously have to be considered individually, but I thought for those who might have been reading the agenda and going through that might have been slightly confused by what's there. In essence, what's before you this evening is the request to authorize two borrowings for the city, and it's in three pieces. So the first consideration is new money, a little over $8 million to fund the TID projects 5 and 7 on the developers agreements, which were approved earlier this summer. And then a $4 million piece to refund a portion of the 2018 note anticipation notes. So this is a refinance of $4 million of that initial 2018 $23 million borrowing. And then there is a requirement, because some of this money will be borrowed for more than 10 years, i.e. on a bond, that we notice the public that the city is considering borrowing this money. And last but not least, the Common Council in August approved a intent to reimburse ourselves for some capital improvement project expenditures, and this will authorize the $2.2 million borrowing to support that. This evening, Don Gunderson from Ehlers and Associates is here. The Ehlers and Associates is the city's financial advisor, who I've been working with to arrange for the sale. And Don will have some additional information for you on these items.
Okay, so as was mentioned, actions for number 2, 3, 4, and 5 are all related to the 2018 or 2019 C issue. As was mentioned, the first two are basically approving by bonds the purpose for each of those. The third is the notice to the electors, and the fourth item, resolution number 5, is the combination of the two, which is authorizing to proceed with the sale. So on the 19C issue, I know it was in your packet. I handed out another hard copy because I know when I printed the one I emailed over, it sizing of some of the papers didn't print well. So I took the liberty of reprinting a new version. So the numbers are no different. It's just the formatting is a little changed. But the C issue, as Paul mentioned, is a taxable because the purpose of those financing doesn't qualify as tax-exempt for municipal bonding. And they're primarily because of the developer's agreements and the securities you have in place to support the repayment of the debt on these. So the first few pages of the pre-sale report are kind of summarized the issue. We talk a little bit about the purposes of what they're being undertaken and the statutory reference that allows you to borrow. We talk a little bit about your borrowing capacity, the terms of the issue, the fact that we will be seeking a rating for the issue, and about how we'll do some of the structuring. So the plan is you will consider this evening. We will prepare an official statement, set up a rating conference with the rating agency, come back to you on November 19th for the after we've taken competitive bids to come with the sales results. So to kind of walk through the schedules, which I'd like to do on both of these issues, on page 5, there is, again, we're doing two issues. This is what we call the sizing sheet, which breaks down the purposes and was mentioned for the C issue. We are financing projects in TIF number 5, the two agreed upon financings for TIF number 7, and the refunding of a portion of the debt issue that was done for TIF number 5 before. We have estimated issuance expenses and a sizing. Now, once we take the bids, anything that comes in lower than our estimates will resize and downsize the issue. And I'll talk about the D issue momentarily, but what we included in this packet as well is how we've initially structured this. So on the first large payment pullout on page 6, what we do here is we look at your existing outstanding debt, and the good news is everything that's in this taxable issue, the plan is that between TID 5 and TID 7, there will be resources available to make that so it will not lapse onto any levy needs. So we have the issue structured. We'll talk again about the D issue momentarily. And then we show in the bracketed area the offsetting revenues, and we net to your levy. So really on this schedule, the only thing that is affecting your levy is the new borrowing, which we'll talk about in a moment with 2019 D. But what we wanted to give you as well is kind of how this falls into the allocations for the TID and the cash flow. So on page 7, we're basically breaking this in 4 different buckets. We have the TID 5. This is the new money that's being borrowed for infrastructure, and we've structured this around the TID cash flow. We have the TID 7. There's a piece that's paying for infrastructure as well. That is again structured on the cash flow. The refunding is a permanent takeout of the initial upfront finance of the infrastructure. That again is based on the cash flow projections. And then there's a TID 7 piece, which was done in a mortgage. So this is being repaid back by the developer. It's basically a loan to fund the project. They'll be paying that loan back. So that's built in the cash flow. So this is the total structure for the issue. And it looks a little weird because we've got that one large balloon payment on the mortgage portion.
Don, excuse me. Paul, what is the repayment rate for the mortgage? Percentage.
When we negotiated that with the Mandel folks, that was a 6% note. And when they make their prepayment and it goes unsecured, then it escalates to 7%. So the city will actually earn some money on this these notes over a period of time.
It's basically revenue that will go into the TIF district.
I also wanted to call out, in the council action sheet, you will note that that mortgage is a $4.5 million mortgage, so the city is advancing $4.5 million to the developer on a second mortgage on that property, and we are only borrowing $3 million to finance that. The other $1.5 million will come by internal advances from one fund to another fund, and we're doing that primarily because the developer has said when they go out and put their permanent financing in place, they will have to ask the city to release its second mortgage, and they will make a $1 million payment to us. But we don't know exactly when that's going to be. And under the terms of this borrowing, we would not be able to take that $1 million and call the notes back and prepay them. By doing internal advances, we'd be able to repay that money immediately and save any future interest costs. So that's why this is borrowing is less than the $4.5 million mortgage.
Thank you. So on page 8, then, we've incorporated the TID 7 cash flow. This is the projection of increment. This is primarily based off of the preliminary project plan that we developed. We've got interest earnings coming in on a cumulative fund balance. Here, we've got that loan repayment from the developer. So this is them paying back the city for both the amount that's being borrowed and the advance. And their escalation payment at the end. Then the breakout of we broke out the mortgage loan separately from the infrastructure, and then the advance from the city, we're accounting for that as well. So what the funds being provided by the city, and then there is a municipal revenue obligation which was agreed to in the developer's agreement that's reflected here, administrative cost, and then our cumulative fund balance. So again, the additional increment that's available covering these, as well as any additional interest from the repayment of that loan. We have a cumulative cash flow that we're carrying forward, and the district then would be able to recover any of its obligations by 2040. So, and actually probably could a little bit earlier, but we're reflecting that outstanding, taking it out till that MRO is recovered by the developer. So that's the cash flow for TID 7. We've also included cash flow for TID 5, which some of these we've reviewed on numerous occasions as we were negotiating some of the development agreements. But in this one, we've got our tax increment revenue, interest earnings on fund balance. We had previously capitalized some interest and had bond proceeds to pay for some of the project cost. The way we've got this developed right now, with the higher value that came online as of January 1, there's no need for any developer to kick any funds. We have refinanced a portion of that with two bullets on that NAN. We're actually refinancing more of it now in 19 than originally had intended, so the only remaining amount out there will be $9,480,000, which will due in 2023. So there was an initial current refunding done in 19. This the new money for the $3.2 million in infrastructure is the next set of issuance. That's what we're looking at financing now. And then the taxable bond, that's the $4 million. That's the balance of the takeout, or that's a portion of the takeout on that initial interim financing. And then we're forecasting at this point the final takeout of the 2023, the balance of that initial upfront interim financing. So the total GO debt is identified here in blue. And the last piece to come out of this district is the MRO, or the PAYGO piece that goes to the developer. So we basically are not paying them anything either principal or accrued interest, until all the city's debt is basically covered and retired. There's some guarantees of a cumulative fund balance in the developer's agreement. So, but this does demonstrate that based upon what we know today, and if the forecasted development takes place, obviously the city's debt will be recovered. The developer will, in fact, get their MRO payment and any unpaid interest and still be able to close the district. I guess we're looking into maybe extending this for 3 years before we can get there, but like 2 years into an extension of the district. So this is the cash flow as we see it now. Again, it'll be updated once we have final sales results. And the last schedule is really, now this is last week. This is where interest rates have been over the last 12 months period on a 20-year financing for the 20-year maturity. You can see we're down at a significant low again now as we stand now. We have seen a little bit of spike in interest rates in the last couple weeks. So if we printed this a week from now, you'd probably see a little bit of uptick on the bottom, but still some pretty significantly low interest rates in terms of historical.
We did the initial NAN here.
Yeah, so we're lower now than the NAN, which is good.
Good time to borrow money.
Seems to be. Are there any questions on the C issue?
Motion to adopt the resolution for the initial resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. No. Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
No.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion carries. Four ayes, one no, one absent, no abstentions. We will move on to item G3, which is the initial resolution for the 4.08 GO bond refundings.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. Four ayes, one no, one absent, no abstentions. Move on to item G4 on page 41, which is a resolution to notice the public hearing.
Motion to approve.
Come on, we got to have a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G5, which is a resolution for the sale of $12,470,000 in bonds. Is there, this requires a roll call? No. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Four ayes, one no, one absent, no abstentions. G6 is a resolution for the sale of $2,320,000 in GO bonds. Is there a motion?
Notes. That one's promissory notes.
Promissory notes, sorry.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I just tried to abbreviate it a little bit. All those in favor?
Yeah. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's see. Dawn, are you going to hang around for item G10? I know you have opinions.
Move forward.
All right, we move on to G7 on page 65, which is a resolution authorizing certain officials to execute a letter of engagement for legal services for TIDs 5 and 7.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. Four ayes, one no, one absent, no abstentions. G8 on page 71 is a resolution approving a final plat for Ryan Meadows Development.
So move.
Second.
Discussion? All those
Mayor? With minor technical corrections?
Is your motion with minor technical corrections?
Yes, sir.
Second?
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Joel. G9 is on page 89 is a resolution to authorize certain officials for conservation easement, part of the review and approval for Ryan Meadows subdivision. subject to technical corrections?
Yes, sir.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G10, page 109. Last fall, or earlier this spring, the Intergovernmental Cooperation Council was approached by Milwaukee County and asked to endorse study of financing methods to close the gap, broad term. So obviously, unanimously, the village presidents and mayors said, yeah, go ahead. About a month and a half ago, I had a meeting with Oak Creek Mayor and South Milwaukee Mayor at Oak Creek, where we were presented a plan that, in essence, the county would ask for a 1% sales tax to go to fill the gap, capital projects, and some and tax relief, two-pronged thing. They asked if I would support it. I said, going to the voters? Sure. ICC meeting last month, we got another package that had 60% going to the county divided into property tax relief, and then I'm doing this off the top of my head, and then some levy relief, some capital projects, a 7% fund, which nets out to be about $10 million, to go for, catch this, health infrastructure projects across the county, so they say. The balance would have been distributed between the communities, a portion for direct tax relief, another portion for undisclosed and undefined spending. So that was a little bit of a change, and it caught several of us by surprise. And so we started asking questions. What does this mean to expenditure restraint, these two tax levy changes? What happens to the TIF districts? If you lower your tax rate, you're screwing your TIF districts. You're now extending the life of those. And a host of other questions, including what is this health infrastructure thing? Turns out that any community in Milwaukee County can apply for a grant from these funds.